Today's daf is Harios Daf Beis. Harios Daf Beis, as we start a new Masechta, a two-week Masechta, and we start with the beginning of Perek Horu Bezdin. Just a couple of words of introduction as we get into a new world after having been in Avodah Zarah for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, for five prakim. Now we get into Harios, the last 2 weeks that we'll spend on Seder Nezikit here in Daf Yomi Shas Bavli. The Rambam writes in the Hagdamah to Pirish HaMishnayis, you know the Rambam has three major Hagdamos, Hagdamah to Perek Chelek, at the end of Masechas Sanhedrin, where he talks all about Yisodos HaEmuna, and Olam Haba, and Tchias HaMesim, and the Yud Gimel Ikarim, and he also has the Hagdamah to Pirkei Avos, the Shemona Prakim, eight chapters, and he has the major introduction to all Mishnayis, to Pirish HaMishnah. So there he discusses many topics, one of them relating to Mesorah, one of them being the order of Mishnayis and the order of Masechta. So there he discusses what is Harios doing here, where it is at the end of Nezikin. Because as we will see, Harios is really, might be looked at as a segue from Nezikin to Kadshim, because it has a lot to do with Karbanos. So why is it in Ezekiel and not in Seder Kadshim? So the Rambam says in Hakdamah LeMishnah that Harios, the beginning of Harios, is about a Karban brought when Bezdin makes a mistake. And Bezdin has to do with Sanhedrin and Pirkei Avos, which is Hevi Metun and Badin. It has a lot to do with Dayanim and how they're supposed to behave. So that is why Harios is where it is, because even though, yes, it's about Karbanos, but the first Karban discussed is about when Bezdin makes a mistake, and therefore that is something that we have to know all the halachas about Bezdin's acting properly, like in Sanhedrin, and if they miss something, right? We'll see Gemara in a second in Masechah Sanhedrin. Just Sanhedrin that discusses what the Rambam's line is. I'll read the line. V'al derech klal tzorach sheyashofet kerofei baki. V'yachas shenireh shehashofet tzorach lekol elu hamusarim k'dei lehivaser bohem. Since this is talking about Pirkei Avos, once we know that the judge has to be proper and ethical in all of these elements, imkein ma nechmad v'nachon hayatikun meseches avos acharei meseches anhedrin u'mashenil va'eleha lefishu kolelas elah musarim. Right, because Pirkei Avos is all about the musarim that the Sanhedrin has to be aware of. V'yo nosaf aleim and yanam achem avilu de preaches mida olam. Fine. And then v'kasha hishlim musar hadayanim. Once the ethical code of the judges is listed in Pirkei Avos, heicha levair shkio sehem. Now, what happens if Bezdin makes a mistake? Ki, kol mi sheyesh bo teva basar vadam, I efsher shlo yitev yechta. Anyone who is human, it is impossible that they won't make a mistake in sin. That's the chizuk that the Rambam gives us. After saying Sanhedrin and Avos, so then we have, again, we have Avodah Zarah in the middle, but once we have that, so then the Rambam says, is it possible for people like, for a human being not to sin? Lefichach sider harios achar Avos. That's why harios, hora'ah means a psak. That's what the word hora'ah. And horios is the plural of that. Psakim, decisions of Bezdin. So mistaken harios is what the Masechta starts off with. Lefichach seder harios achar avos. Uba chasam seder nezikin. And in that seder nezikin is finished. Va'alu chelki hamayimar b'nezikin l'shmona mesechtos. And then there are eight. We might have a little more. You got to put the babas all together as one. And see how the Rambam puts it together. Then he gets into Kadshim. So for our purposes, though, this is really a segue into Kadshim. It gives us a little window into the beginning of what we're going to talk about for the next more than a year, almost 2 years or so, actually, probably about a year and 3/4, as we get into Seder Kadshim. But as the Rambam says, nobody is perfect. That reminds us of the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the Pasuk. The pasuk there from Koheles comes up. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. Remember the story there? Rabbi Akiva goes to meet his Rebbe, who is on his deathbed, and all the Talmidim are there. All the Talmidim are there, including Rebbe Akiva. Amar Rabbi Barachana, kishachala Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer was sick, nechnasu Talmidim l'vakro. His Talmidim came to visit him. Amar lehem chama aza yesh ba'olam. He says, oh, it's so hot, I'm sick. As we know, Rabbi Akiva throughout Shas, the optimist, Rabbi Akiva was laughing, he was masachik, or laughing, he was happy. Amrul Olamata Masachik, Amrulam Ibrahimate Bochim, why are you crying? They say, Efshar Sefer Torah Shari Bitsar Velo Nivke, Amrulahan, Lakachani Masachik. He says, that's why I'm jolly. Kozman Sha'ani Ro'e Rebbe, as long as I see my Rebbe, She'ein Yeno Machmetz, Ve'ein Pishtan Oloke, Ve'ein Shamno Mavish, Ve'ein Divshano Madvish. The Ben Yoyada discusses why all of these mishalim, wine, flax, oil, honey, right? If I see my Rebbe's not going bad, nothing's happening, Amarti Shemachas Mishalom Kibel Rebbe Olamo. I would have thought he's going to get everything in this world. And he has nothing left for the next world. Achshav Shani Roa Rebbe B'tzar Ani Sameach. If I see my Rebbe in pain, I'm happy because I realize that he's going to have an unbelievable Olam Haba. Omar Lo, his Rebbe says, Tim Akiva, Klum Chisarti Min HaTorah Kula. What did I do wrong? You know, well, what? You're saying I deserve something? What did I do wrong? Amar lo limatanu rabbeinu, ada ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. As the pasuk says, the Kohelet Shlomo Melech tells us, there is no tzadik, there is no righteous person in the land that doesn't do, that's not perfect, that is perfect. Asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Nobody just does good. What the Rambam says here, that's the Harias is after Sanhedrin, because nobody's perfect. The question that we've noted this in the past, we've asked, is this how you talk to a Rebbe though? You talk to a Rebbe, number one. Number two, maybe this is one of the four people who never sinned. Like the four people who never sinned. Right? Amram, Binyamin, Kilav. Why can't he be like one of those, and Yishai, why can't he be like one of those four people? Right? And also, finally, third question, why does it say Limatanu Rabbeinu? Shouldn't it just say Vahaksiv? V'haksiv, it says, it's a pasuk. What do you mean, l'matanu rabbeinu? So, we answered in the past that maybe the answer is that the four people, go back to those four people. What's the common denominator between those four people that ever sinned? The Gemara on Shabbos, the Gemara on Baal Basra. All of those four people are very close to someone who made a difference in Jewish history. Right? Amram and Moshe, Yishai and David, Kilav and Shlomo, Binyamin and Yosef. Meaning they didn't make the difference. Sometimes if you're a world leader, a Jewish leader, and you're doing the best you can, you're not going to be perfect. And that's the emphasis of Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz, Asher Yaseh V'lo Yechta. A person can be a Tzadik in private, but if he's out there making a difference in Am Yisrael, being Mashpia, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz. You know, people are going to make mistakes. You know, nobody's perfect. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Akiva is really hinting to his Rebbe, that Rebbe, you made a difference in life. You were not like one of those four. You were like Yosef. You were like David. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh v'lo yechta. And that's what the Rambam is telling us here. The Rambam is saying the Sanhedrin are Rabbanan who are involved in the world, who are making a difference. And that's why, again, the Rambam says, Kol mi sheyesh bo teva basar v'adam mi efshar shelo yitev yechta. But not just, I'm just adding, not just human, but a human who's making a difference. Human is making a difference, because the Rambam can't say yefshar if there are four people that ever sinned. It means somebody's making a difference in the world. Point number one. Point number two, just technically, the Rav Reuven Margolis here points out in the Sotzeor that the Rashi that we have in Harios could be that it's not Rashi. Why? Because the language doesn't sound like Rashi. It's a little more verbose than Rashi. And Pashas, he assumes, is from the Rivan, Rashi's son-in-law. Rashi's son-in-law, Rashi didn't have any sons. Why? Because as we know, at the end of Makos, Daf Yotes, the Gemara is printed in the Gemara, Adkan Divrei Rashi, from the last three daf are from the Rivan. It says, the Nitzot Se'or, it says, Rebbe Margolis, Hame'ayayin Yimatzei, Yimsa, Ki Bechlal Signon Apirish Lahariyos Hu Barichas Yosef Yisignonos Rashi, Gam Huva Boloshin Yevanis. Sometimes Rashi here in Harias quotes Greek, and Rashi generally, on Daf Yud Gimel, and Rashi generally quotes French, not Greek. But if you look in the Rivan at the end of Makkas, he quotes Greek. So, yeah, and he also quotes Lashonos like Amtul Hachi, which is not Rashi-like, it's more Rivan-like, so he assumes that it is like the Rivan. We'll call it Rashi, as we say it, but either way, one should be aware that scholars said that maybe it is not Rashi. Finally, now we get into what the parak starts off with, and that is Shkagos. Shkagos and Karbanos. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilcha Shkagos in Sefer Karbanos. We're going to get into Karbanos and Avoda over the next couple of months. The Rambam, the beginning of Karbanos. Interesting to know what the Rambam puts in Avoda and what the Rambam puts in Karbanos. In Karbanos, it's Hilcha Shkagos, and the Rambam has five mitzvos of Shkagos. Number one, that a Yachid, who's Chayav, a Karban Chatas, should bring a Karban Chatas. Whenever somebody's chayv a karban chatas, when is a person chayv a karban chatas? The Rambam says there are 45 cases. I'm sorry, 43 cases. Shalosh v'arbaim that won't be chayv. So some of them are pretty similar. Like the Mishnah in Krisus has a couple less than 43. I think it's 36. But sometimes the Rambam says haba al isha v'ib. Haba al isha obito. So sometimes it says, the Rambam says, haba al bito, and haba al bas bito, and bas bino. The Rambam separates granddaughter into like two. So again, there's overlap. But either way, the Rambam says there are a number, the one mitzvah, to bring a karban chatas, kavua, a set chatas, if a person is chayef. Number one. Number two is, sheyakriv asham. Mishalo nodalo imchadalo chata. What we call ashem talui. If somebody is chai of a carbon chatas, but he's not sure if he's chai of a carbon chatas, maybe he did the avera, maybe he didn't do the avera, then he's chai of an ashem talui until he finds out that he did the avera. Once he did, then he'll have to bring a carbon chatas kavua. But that ashem is just to protect it from isurim in the interim. So you have carbon chatas kavua. You have the ashem talui. Number three, you have ashem vadai. That's for certain averas listed in Parakeh of Vayikra. Number four, sheyakriv hachote karban al averos yiduos, what we call olav yored, chatas olav yored, which we discussed back in Shavuos. And number five, here's what's important for us, sheyakrivu hasanhedrin karban imta'u. The Sanhedrin should give a karban if they make a mistake. Vahoru shalo kahalacha ba'achas min hachamuros. With one of the chamer averes, we'll have to see which aver is included in this, right? Only one that's chayv krisus, but this is a separate mitzvah asay, the Rambam quotes. Again, chatas, ashem talui, ashem vadai, olav yored, and par helam davar shel tzibur, as it's called. The karban that's brought on behalf of Bezdin, if they cause a mistake to be made, major machlokos about all the details of whether the majority of the Jewish people did it, the majority of a shevet did it, majority of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see about tomorrow's daf. But either way, this is the five mitzvahs discussed in Hilchos Shkagos, and the Rambam says, Chadas kavua hi abam and abahema bilvad, karban olav yored hu al karban sheino kavua, goes through all the details, and then he lists off all the averis that a person is chayev a chadas kavua on. That is listed here at the end of Perek Aleph. Again, we'll have to read a lot of those shkagos as we continue. So let's start the first line, and then we'll continue more introduction. Actually, maybe we'll read the psukim in Vayikra. So we know the Vayikra is very organized in its structure. We start off Karban Ola, then we have Karban Mincha, then we have Perek Gimel, Perek Gimel, which is Karban Shlamim, Perek Dalet gets into Chatas, and we get into the unique Chataos, and then we have Karban Asham at the in Parakeh. But the Torah tells us in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Again, the Torah goes through the details. Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu, Vim Nelam Davar Me'enei HaKahol. If the whole Jewish people made a mistake, Vim Nelam Davar, and there is something is hidden, meaning it is Shogeg, right? Me'enei HaKahol, but it says, Adas Yisrael, Rashi says, Elu Sanhedrin. Right? If the Sanhedrin makes some type of mistake in Psak, and they tell people to do the wrong thing, V'yasu achas mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo se asen ava ashemu, and there is a guilt offering that needs to be brought, V'noda'a hachatas asher chatu aleha, and it becomes known, V'hekribu hakal parben bakal lachatas, the call brings, or on behalf of the kahal, a carbon is brought of a cow, right, not like the individual chatas, that is a goat or a sheep, female, by each individual, but one carbon is brought by Bezdin, a cow. Right, remember we had a machlokas back on Sanhedrin Daf Beis, smicha zakenim bishlosha. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. One shot is that it means this case, when the zakenim put their hands on the animal and they do smicha before it is brought. The Kohen Gadol brings the dam. He sprinkles sheva pamim. Right, this is not a regular carbon that is burned on the mizbeach achitzon, but instead you take the dam, you sprinkle it seven times. Lefnei Hashem is paneach paroches. You put it on the corners of the mizbeach pinimi. The rest of the dam you pour out. There's called chalbo yarimi menu v'kira mizbeacha. You burn the fats, but the rest of it you burn outside the Beis HaMikdash. That is called Chatas HaKahal Hu. That is a unique, special type of chatas. As we'll see, B'Hashem, also in this Pesachta, there's a special chatas that the Kohen Gadol brings, special chatas that the king brings. Right? And here, you have the special chatas that the Sanhedrin brings. So these are the psukim, and now we see the Mishnah itself. Haru Bezdin, Perek Aleph here of Meseches Hariyot. This is goes to Davav, Vav Mabez. So here we go. Haru Bezdin Lavra Alach has been called Mitzvah Samuris Batorah. If Bezdin paskins to violate one of the mitzvos in the Torah, Rashi says, again, I'm going to say Rashi, even though it might be the Rivan, we'll just call it Rashi. Rashi on top, Kagon, Shehoru Shechelev Odam Mutter, Bezdin Paskins. Something that is really treif is really mutter. So they paskin, and somebody makes a mistake, the halach hayachid va'asa shogig apiem, and an individual goes and acts based on their words. Va'asa shogig apiem. Right, b'shogig, they ate the chalef. Bein sha'asu va'asa imahem, whether Bezdin themselves also did the avera, they did it with him, bein sha'asu va'asa acharehem, or whether the Bezdin did the avera first, and he followed after them, bein shalo asu va'asa, whether Bezdin did not do the avera at all. The Gemara will talk about each of these, what's the chiddush of each of these, but l'maisa, whether Bezdin did it also, or whether Bezdin didn't do it either, also, patur, the individual is patur from a carbon. Mipnei shatala b'Bezdin, because he was told it on Bezdin, his mistake, what's a carbon chatas? I made a mistake, purely, internally. But if my mistake was based on someone else's mistake, Bezdin's mistake, so then I am not chayv a carbon, and therefore, that is the special din by chatas. Our Mishnah holds, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about this, even in this case where Bezdin is not going to bring a carbon, because it's only an individual that violated based on Bezdin psak. As we'll see, the other sheet is that only if the majority of the Jewish people made the mistake, so then the kapara and davar shel tzibur will be brought, and their patur. But if only individuals, so Bezdin is not bringing a carbon. So does the patur apply to the individual even if Bezdin is not going to bring the carbon? That's a machlokas. So our Mishnah is holding, yes, the patur still applies, right? Talib Bezdin, even if he's an individual, as the Mishnah said, Bezdin is not bringing the carbon here, right? Bezdin is only going to bring a carbon, as we'll see, if the majority of the Jewish people violated inadvertently. But here, it's only an individual, still, it's going to be Pater. That is going to be the machlokas. Tosas points out here the word Bezdin, which is all about Tosas in the little letters on the bottom. Bezdin here means Haim Sanhedri Gedola. Right, it's not any Bezdin of 23. It's the Bezdin. That's what Paralam Davish Osibur applies to. If other Batidina make mistakes, you don't have this special din. Special din of the Sanhedrin Gedola. Kiddadashina Bataras Kohanim, Adas Yisrael. Eida hamiyuchedes biYisrael zu Sanhedri Gedola. It's a special din that only applies to Bezdin Hagadol. Right? Our great Baalei HaMesorah, you know, realize what it would be like to be in the Bezdin Hagadol. Right? The Sanhedrin has very unique halachas. Right? The machlokas we shown him. Maybe the din of Lo Sasur, as Hashem will talk about soon, only applies to the Bezdin Hagadol. Right, that's a machlokas. Whether that's true or not, maybe it applies to the Kol Bezdin u'Bezdin. But at least this din, of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, Tosfos says only applies to the Bezdin HaGadol. Remember the Hakdama of the posthumous volume of the Igros Moshe, where it tells the story that Rav Moshe did not allow all of his teeth to be taken out when it got dentures towards the end of his life, because Mehiri Bana Beis HaMikdash and Tchias HaMesim, he wanted to be part of the Sanhedrin. He didn't want to be a Balmum L'Gabei HaSanhedrin, as we'll see in Meseches Bechoros, all the movement. But that's what Rav Moshe knew. Sanhedrin was a real thing, right? The Rambam, the legend that we say, that the Rambam, why he's buried in Tveria, right? The legend that he died in Mitzrayim, how did he get to Tveria? His Aron was put on a camel, on a donkey, whatever it is. It went to Tveria and it stopped there. That's where the Rambam's buried in Tveria. Why did the Rambam's birthday is Erev Pesach, right? His yard site is Chav Teves. But why was he buried in Tveri? Some say, because the Rambam quotes in Mishnah Torah that the Sanhedrin was in 10 different places. As we know, it stopped after it left the Beis HaMikdash. It was in Yavne, it was in Usha, it was in Shafra. I listed in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah lists all the places. And the last place it went to was Tveria. And the Rambam says, and from there it's going to start again. Misham, Yachzor, Lahora, it'll restart again. So some say the Rambam wanted to be there. Wanted to be there, right? When it started, he wanted to be part of the Sanhedrin. But again, the Sanhedrin HaGadol is a unique institution. Tosa says, that's that institution is the only one that has this special din of par helam davar shel tzibur. Tosfos also notes in the next Tosfos, he says, what happens if Bezdin, right, the Mishnah says, bein sha'asu v'asa imahen, right, the first case, what if Bezdin acts with him? So let's say Bezdin acts with him. So he is patur because he was tola bahem. What about them? Do they have to bring a carbon? Carbon chatos? Yachid? Tzarech iyun, says Tosfos. Im Bezdin atzman chayavim lahavi kispa o seira. Fine, Bezdin's not going to bring a parallel level shel seibur, but are they like an individual or not? Right? The individual who acted based on the Bezdin, so he's pater. So the Bezdin also acted based on the Bezdin, but that's them. So is this called a regular sin from the individual and Bezdin, at least the members of Bezdin that violated, will have to bring a carbon? Chatas yachid? Or not? Tosfos has that suffix. Tzarechin and Bezdin atzman chayevim lahavi kispo seira, dinehi de par ein mivin, elim kain rov tzibra asol pien. Fine, the par is only going to be once the majority, mikol makom, carbon yachid, laisu. Maybe they should just bring a carbon yachid. Oh, shema, peturin legamre. Maybe they're putter, because Bezdin also acted here based on a mistake that Bezdin made, an incorrect psak. So maybe they would be pater legamrei. So that is a question, a suffix of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say that they would bring the regular chatas. They made a mistake. They're also individuals. They made a mistake, and therefore they are going to be pater. Okay, we'll see more in the Sefer HaChinuch by Hashem in a couple of minutes. But that's the first part of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah says the case where he is pater because he relied on Bezdin. Horu Bezdin. Next case. What happens if the Bezdin made a mistake, but one of the members of Bezdin realized he was outvoted, but he realized they're all wrong? He realized that he's right. He realized that they're wrong. Oh, Talmud, v'hurai lahara. Or maybe he's one of the Talmidim, right? The Mishnah Sanhedrin discusses how there were rows of Talmidim that sat in front of the Bezdin, right? The Sanhedrin, like all those, sat in a semicircle facing one way, and the Talmidim, three rows of Talmidim sat facing them. So what if the Talmidim that were higia lahara, meaning he was Roy to be a member of the Sanhedrin, either of them recognized and realized that a mistake was made, the halach va'asal pien, and he still followed their words, right? He followed their words. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. But Rashi says here, sheta'a b'mitzvah l'shmo'a divrei chachamim. He thought that even if he's outvoted, he still has to act based on them. Again, zaken mamre means he goes out and paskins against them. That he can't do. That's Zakin Mamre. But what if he knows he's outvoted, but he himself, if they paskin that this chaylev is kosher, he can't eat it if he knows they're wrong. Right? V'halach v'asal p'im, so if he does, bein sha'asu v'asa imen, whether they acted with him, bein sha'asu v'asa acharehem, whether they acted before him, and he acted afterwards, bein sha'lo asu v'asa, whether they didn't do it, only he did it. Hari z'chayif, sh'mibrei sha'lo tal bebezin. In that case, that Talmud Chacham is going to be chayif, because he wasn't tola it on Bezdin in the normal sense. He knew it was wrong. So if he knew it was wrong, so then he shouldn't have done it, and if he did it, he's chayif a karbon. Right? That's not called a mistake that's tola on Bezdin. Zeh aklal, and this is the rule, and we'll see in the Gemara, Bez Hashem, what is being included. Hatola ba'atzmo chayif, hatola bebezdin pater. If you're tola on your, meaning it's a personal mistake, then you're going to be chayif a carbon chatas kavua. But if you're tola on Bezdin, it's Bezdin's mistake that misled you, so then you are getting to be pater. And again, according to our Mishnah, that's even if Bezdin is not bringing a carbon. Right, we're going to get to Lumdis, par helam davar shel tzibur, when Bezdin brings that on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So is that really a karbon that is in lieu of all the private karbanos? It's ki'ilu, this has the same effect as millions of karbanos being brought. You can either bring millions of karbanos chatas kavuas, or a par helam davar shel tzibur. And really, fundamentally, conceptually, you might say, every Jew that did the Aveira is chayef. It's just that Bezdin covers them with their karbon. What do we say? No. In a case where the majority does it based on Bezdin, they're not chayif. It's not that this carbon is in lieu of all the other carbon eschatas. They're not chayif. Only Bezdin's chayif. So we'll have to see in the Gemara, there's going to be a machlokes. Who brings this carbon? Does the Shevet bring the carbon? Does the Bezdin bring the carbon? Bezdin does smicha. But whose carbon is it called? So that might be a nafkamina between the two. Is it really one carbon that's in lieu or not? So again, that might be even be the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa that we'll see. whether a yachid brings a karbon, whether the yachid is potter from a karbon, even if Bez is not bringing the power on the Rishal Zibur. Right, that could goofa be this machlokas about how do we view the power helam davar shel zibur. Is the yachid potter only because there's another karbon being brought on his behalf, or even if not. So we'll have to see that question. Good. Okay, you know, maybe we'll wait a little bit until we talk about the mitzvah l'shmol al divrei chachamim. Again, a huge topic. Maybe we'll get to that when the Gemara quotes it a little bit later. Omar Shmuel. Says Shmuel, La'olam, Baruch Hashem, we have a haskala in the Gemara now, in Maseches Arios. Amar Shmuel, La'olam, Ein Bezen Chayavin, Ad Sheyomru Lahem Mutar Matem. Bezen is not Chayav unless they say to the people, Mutar to do this. You are Mutar to do this. Rav Dimi Mina Harda Amar, Ad Sheyomru Lahem Mutar Matem, Lasos. Not just Mutar to do it, Mutar, he added in that word, Lasos, to do. What's the difference between these Lashonos? And my time, Lafisha lo nigra hora'a. Why is it not enough without saying the word lasos? Because the hora'a is not finished unless you say that word. So if you look on the Tosarash here is printed on the side of the Gemara. Tosarash quotes a machlokas between the Ramah, Reish Mem Hei, like the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, the Ramah and himself. He goes, what's the chilek between these Lashonos? The Rama says, Ma chilek yesh bin mutar natem, ubein mutar matem lasos. The same thing. Beza says, mutar. Mutar to do it. You know, that's what it means. So, the Rama says that Shmuel is saying that Beza is only chayev unless they say mutar matem, meaning they're not just discussing something in the base medrash. They were actually asked a question. That's what he's emphasizing. Mutar matem. They don't just say mutar. They have to say mutar matem. And Rav Dimi says, it's not even just a question that even if a question is asked, their Bezin is saying, it's mutter for you to do this now. Lasos is adding, it's right now. That's what the Shmuel and Rav Dimi are emphasizing. Upirish de mutar matem to kamar Shmuel lo mairi shesha'alu im mutarim lechol v'chulu v'lo b'tshuva hamore v'chulu v'lo, and see, quotes, that the difference is whether it's a question or whether it's not a question. Says the Rama, says the Tosar Rosh, V'loni Hirulon, Tekibin sheyada hamore sheshalu kedei lahoros heter, l'chol shoel, yosav lele dakti midvarev. V'chol, he says, what, even if you don't say the word lasos, you know that's what it means. Somebody asks a question, so I don't want to say that chilik. V'nira li, he says, no. The difference is, it's even within being questioned, the language that you use is telling. Are you telling him this as an answer? It's mutter, okay. It's mutter and do it, that's different. There's a difference between giving a psak that's l'chachila, being a psak that's okay, but only b'di'eved, and the Tosar Rosh quotes that Gemara in Baba Basra Kuflamin. Tan Rabbanan, ein l'meidim halacha, lo mi b'tamid, lo mi b'maisa, ad sheyomru halacha l'maisa. Shalva amr halacha l'maisa, yelech v'yaseh. Right, and that's what he quotes other Gemaras like that. So again, for our purposes, putting it, it's two different pshata, but putting the message together, it's gotta be a real psak halacha l'maisa. Right? Only when Bezin gives a psak halacha l'maisa, maybe even only to a question, do we say then that they are going to be chayiv a carbon, in certain cases, a carbon parallel of Shal Sibur, and others will be putter. So is it a lashon thing? Right? The Tosar Rosh holds it's a lashon thing. The Rama says, no, it's a situation thing. Right, in terms of whether there was a question asked or not. Amar Abaya, Afanan Amitanina. Abaya says, we also learned this, saw this in the Mishnah. That has to be a Lamaisa Psak. Which Mishnah? In Sanhedrin, about Zakin Mamre. As we said, Zakin Mamre, a member of the great Sanhedrin that was outvoted. And even though he was outvoted, he could be outvoted, you have to say your own opinion. But then this rabbi went back to his own town, and he continued teaching people and telling them to act based on what he held, even though he was outvoted. So that's a Zakin Mamre. Says the Mishnah there in Sanhedrin, Chazar Le'iro, if he goes back to his city, Shana V'limid K'derech She'limid, and he kept learning in the base medrash like he had learned previously, Pater. Then fine, he's Pater. That's not going to be make him Chayiv to be a Zakin Mamre. Horolasos, Chayiv. But if he actually paskin and told people to do it, then he's going to be Chayiv, Zakein Mamre. So you see there too, there's a difference between learning something in the base medrash and horolasos, and to actually doing it. Remember the Ramban in in Kiseisi that talks about the four people, the Gemara says Sanhedrin Peites, Dalet Shrich and Achraza, the four people that need announcements before they are killed, V'chol Yisrael Yishvu V'yiro. The Ramban discusses in Parshas Kiseitse, Perek Yuchaf Aleph, Pasuk Yuches, what is it about these four people, one of them being a Zakin Mamre? Zakin Mamre, Mesis, Ben Sora Mora, Adam Zomerman. What is it about those four people that are, what's the common denominator? The Dalas Rich and Achraza. Explains the Ramban, those four people, each of them, aren't being killed for the Maisa Avera per se. They did something wrong. They're not being killed for the Maisa Avera per se, but rather, V'chol Yisrael Yishvu V'yiro. Because they are undermining what society, what holds society together, and therefore, it's even in a certain way more pernicious. It's less per se in terms of this act, but it's more pernicious in terms of, you know, what they realize and what they're undermining. And that's Edom Zomen, right? Obviously, Kasher Zomen v'lo Kasher Asa. They're not being punished for the Maisa Avera. They weren't successful, right? Mesis. Even if I try to get somebody to do Avodah Zarah, even if I'm not successful. Mesis. Or Zakin Mamre, right? Or Ben Sora Mora, Nidan Hashem Sofo, right? He didn't do it yet. And of course, Zakin Mamre, he's L'Shem Shemayim. He thinks everybody else is wrong. But still, each of these is undermining the judicial system, undermining the youth, undermining whatever, each one of these, respectively. And he says, let's just do the one that's important for us. Ki hisker came bezakin mamre lefisha ein b'hora asochet she roy la muspo rakhu b'hasira machlokes min haTorah. Right, it's zakin mamre. So that's this first mishnah that's brought here of afana nami tanina. Number one. Number two. Om Rabbi Abba afana nami tanina. Rabbi Abba says also the following mishnah is proves this mishnah is from Yevamis. Remember the cases of Eidus Isha, where usually we require two witnesses, but once in a while, very, very once in a while, we say it is okay to have one aid, and that is for Eidus Isha. If one aid says that a person, a man has died, so we would allow his wife to remarry. What if two aidim say? Then for sure, if two aidim say. So what if two aidim say, and then Bezdin tells the guy, says you can't, tells the woman, you can get remarried. You can get remarried. Horu la Bezdin lehinase. What if Bezdin said that she can get remarried? And then what happened? Vahalcha v'kilkala. She went and was mizana. She went and was mizana, and then her husband, walked in. So what's the halacha there? So if she had gotten married, and then her husband walked in, then that's a total, it's Bezdin's fault. Then she's putter, because she relied on Bezdin. But here, she was mizana. Bezdin never told her to be mizana. That she allowed to be mizana, and therefore, v'halcha v'kilkala, chayevas b'karban. There she's chayevas b'karban. You can't blame this one on Bezdin. She's chayevas b'karban. Shalom hitiru la ela lihinasei. They only allowed her to marry. Rashi explains, it says, Bezdin allowed her to get married. So again, that's the halacha l'maisa element. They allowed her to get married, right? Midiktani, Rashi says, Horula Bezdin lihinasei, v'loktani hitiruha Bezdin. So this is just saying, Bezdin matirs. No, Bezdin allows her to get married, right? So again, you see, it's very specific in terms of the psak, and therefore, that's a raya to Shmuel. Amar Avina. Again, Eidus Isha is also a big topic, which we're not going to go into right now. Afana Namitanina. Ravina also says, another third Mishnah, which proves Shmuel, our Mishnah. Horu Bezdin, Lavra, Al Achad, B'kol HaMitzvah, Samaris Batorah. Rav Bezdin Paskins. It's an actual psak. We get from the word Horu that it's actually Lasos. Su, Lomidi, don't ask me any more kashas. These three Mishnayas prove the din of Shmuel. Ika da Amre, or others say exactly the opposite. Omar Shmuel in Bezdin Chayev and Ashiyom Alem Mutorah Matem Lasos. Shmuel is the one that says what Rav Dimi said earlier. Alright, it's not just Mutar Natem. Bezdin is not Chayev until they say Mutar Natem Lasos. Rav Dimi mina harda Omar Avil Mutar Matem. Rav Dimi says no, even if they just say Mutar, without saying Lasos. At least remember the Machlokas, Rama Rush, whether it's a language issue or a case issue. Right, whether they're just discussing it in the base medrash. Nigmar Hora, that's enough to be considered Nigmar Hora. So now we're going to ask the same three Mishnayos that were Rayas. earlier to, I'm sorry, I kept saying Shmuel, to Rav Dimi. Now it's going to be Kashas on Rav Dimi. Amar Abaya, Baha lo tznanachi, Chazal yirov ashana, olime kedersh limit pater, hora lasos chayiv. So you see, lasos, he has to be halacha lamaisa, not just to say a psak in the base medrash. Amar Rabbi Abba, Baha lo tznanachi, right? It doesn't say this in the Mishnah. I think we mentioned many times, every mesechta has its own lingo, has its own way of talking, especially the Kadshe Masechtas. Krisus has its own way of talking. So here we'll see Harios uses somewhat unusual flow. It's a little more verbose, as we'll see some lines. But here, Palo Tananachi, he's going to say this three times in a row. It's not so common to have such a Lashon. You might just say Maskif or Veraminu. So, Palo Tananachi. Right, but it Raminu is usually used as a stira between Mishnah and Brisa, so not Raminu, but other Lashonos. But either way, Valo Tanachi, Horula Bezalinase, Valkala Kilkalachai's Bakar, Bunchali Tira Linase, Amaravina, Valo Tanachi, three times in a row. Horu Bezan Lavra, Lachas Bakal Mitzvah, Samaras Batora, Visu Lo Midi. So, first version is Sula Midi, it's a Raya. The second version, Sula Midi, it's a Kasha. Good. V'halach ha-yachid v'asa shogi al-pihem. Next lashon, next part of the Mishnah. So the yachid goes and acted based on their words. Right, Bezin made a mistake. Different wrong psak. You have an individual who followed the psak, so he is pater. Says the Gemara, v'nisni v'asa al-pihem, shogi glamali. What does the word shogeg add? V'asa shogi, obviously, if he followed their words, he's shogeg. So what does the word shogeg add for me? Amarava shogeg la'asuye. Shogeg is to include the following case. Horu bezin shechelev mutter. Bezin says that this piece of chelev, chelev is non-kosher fat, right? Shuman is kosher fat. Chelev is non-kosher fat. Bezin says this non-kosher fat is mutter. Vinis chalef lo chelev b'shuman va'achalo. Putter. But he has, there's a piece of chelev that's not kosher. And he has a piece of shuman also on the table. He wants to pick up the shuman, but by mistake he picked up the chalef. And he ate the chalef. Misasik. God, he wanted to pick up the shuman, but by mistake he picked up the chalef. So in that case, so he wasn't relying on Bezdin when he did it really, he was gonna eat the shuman. But he lamaisa ended up eating the chalef, which Bezdin had told him to, that it was mutter to eat. So what's the halacha there? Rachlo pater. So that case is also pater. That case is also considered Tola al-Bezdin. Because even if he wouldn't have made his mistake with the Shuman and the Chalev, he would have eaten the Chalev. So he would have done it anyway. He wouldn't have stopped because Bezdin told him that it would be Mutter. So that's what the word, extra word, Bishogeg in the Mishnah is teaching me. That case is also the Yachid is Pater in that case. Al-Pihem. What is the phrase in the Mishnah Al-Pihem teaching me? Al-Pihem Amish. That's a regular case. A regular case. He follows Al-Pihem what they said. Meaning, the first version of the Gemara is that Bishogeg teaches you one thing, Alpiyam is teaching you something else. Ika da Amre, or a different version, as Rashi says, maybe it's really one phrase. Bishogeg Alpiyam. Amarava, Shogeg Alpiyam, hu de pater, only pater in this case, avon es chalif lo chela b'shuman, v'ach lo chayif. Our unusual case would be chayif in that case. If Bezin says chalif is motor, and he's going to eat the shuman, and he ends up eating the chalif by mistake, he's chayif in that case. That's not relying on Bezdin. You made your own mistake. So, first version is that it's included in the Torah of the Mishnah. Second version is that no, you'd be chayiv in that case. Says the Gemara, Mills of the Pshita, Leila Rava, Kami Boy, Leila Rabbi Brachama. And this statement of Rava, that it's obvious what? Obvious in one of two directions. Either obviously chayiv or obviously pater. What it was Pasha to Rava, Rami Brachama had a question about. The boy, Rami Brachama wasn't sure about this case. Horu bezin shechelev mutter. Again, bezin pasul da chelev is mutter. Vinis chalef lo b'shuman. And it got mixed up and he was going to pick up the shuman and by mistake he ate the chelev. V'achlo mahu. So Rava had the question about it. Omar Rava tashma. I'll prove it to you from our Mishnah. Shama ahalach yachid va'asa shogi apiem v'chulu. Shogi apiem lamali la suye. Isn't that including horu bezin shechelam mutter v'tzchayev lo chelam v'shuman v'achlo pater? Right? Isn't that including that case? Like the version, Lishna Rishona. So no, Dilma shogi apiem uta pater. Avon eschalit, meaning it's all one statement. Avon eschayev lo chelam v'shuman v'achlo chayev. So maybe it's a raya, and then it was a rejection of a raya. Or the opposite, Ika da Amre, Omar Rava Tashma, Holoch Yacharas al Shogi Alpiyam, Mailav Shogi Alpiyam, Udapada Vetchayev Lochelev Beshuman Bach Lochayev, Dilma O Shogeg O Alpiyam. So again, it's a very verbose, a lot of versions, and we go through each version, and the Rayas and the Kashas. Either way, this is the first part of the Gemara. Biplukta. Maybe this issue is really a machlokes amoraim, right, about this case. Horube, again, biplukta. It's not such a common word. Again, this is not tanoim. It's not nema ketanoi. But it's plukta. Sometimes we say vahani, right? Right. These are different lashon. Either way, biplukta. Horube, shechele, mutav ezchad, lochel b'shuman, va'achlo, rav amar patra, v'yochan amar chayiv. It was beferish, a machlokes, between rav and Rabbi Yochanan about our case. Meisvei. Is this really true? We're going to ask Akasha. Me'am ha'aretz ba'asosa. That pasuk is by the regular chatas yachin. Right? If someone who's am ha'aretz ba'asosa and he does the aveira. Prat, what is that excluding? Prat l'mumar. That's excluding a mumar. Someone who would do it anyway. Even if Bezdin wouldn't have made the mistake, he would do it anyway. So, I'm sorry. I take it back. Here we're talking about, like I said, a chatas yachin. Prat l'mumar, a mumar... A heretic cannot bring a regular karmen chatas, right? Prat lemumar, right? If the one who would stop if he knew all the facts, but here, even if he would know all the facts, right? Rashi on the top left, prat lemumar, the eno may be karban al shegagaso, the emakal miyado, right? You don't accept his karban because he is a mumar, he is a heretic. Reb Shimon, let's just finish the kasha and then we'll see the rishonim. Reb Shimon ben Yosi Omer Mishum Reb Shimon Harehu Omer Asher lo se asena bishkaga the ashem o hoda. Right, what does that teach me? That he did an aver that shouldn't be done. O hoda. Afterwards, hashav miyadiaso, maybe karban al shigagaso, lo shav miyadiaso, any maybe karban al shigagaso. Someone who would go back and not do the aveira if he knew all the facts brings a karban if he's bishogeg, and someone who wouldn't go back, lo shav miyadiaso, does not bring a karban. Okay, two different drushes. But now the Gemara asks the kasha, v'im isa, and if it's true, Rabbi Yochanan, that you're chayiv in this case, but halo shav miyadiaso who? In this case, remember, what's the case? He has two pieces of fat. He has chelev and he has shuman. Bezdin says the chelev is mutter. What he means to pick up the shuman, but by mistake he eats the chelev. So Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv in that case. Ask the Gemara, why would you be chayiv in that case? Even if he remembered which was the shuman, which was the chelev, he would still do it. Right? When are you chayiv a karban? Only where, when are you chayiv a karban chatas? Only where, had you known the facts, you wouldn't have done it. But here, even if you remembered which was the shuman, which was the chelev, you would have eaten the one that you ate, which is chelev, which Bezdin told you is shuman, is mutter. Right? So why you chayiv a karban in that case? Right? It should be excluded, just like the shavi diaso, and just like the mumar. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amar Rav Papa, ksav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a minute. What did we just say? Hey, if you knew the facts, Shuman Achelev, you wouldn't have done it. Just expand that a little more. No, if he knew the facts, he knew which one was really not kosher, he wouldn't have done it. Ksav Rabbi Yochanan says, Kivan dechi misyandulu lebedina hajibuhu. When Bezdin realizes their mistake, and they let everybody know, this guy would also be chozer bo, v'hu nami hadarbe, shavmi diasa karina bevachayev. No, if he knew all the facts, don't look at it specifically. If he knew the facts, which was Shuma, which was Chela. If he knew everything, if he knew Bez's mistake also. That's why this is called Hashav Miyadiyaso, and therefore it is okay. Amar Rav Papa, I'm sorry, we just read that. Amar Rava, last line, Mo de Rav, but Rav, who says Potter in this unusual case, Sheino Mashlon Lerov Sibur. Even though Rav says you're Potter in this case for bringing your own carbon, but it's not fully called making a mistake based on Bezdin. And therefore, as we'll see, you need the majority of Am Yisrael to have done the Aveira for certain halachas to kick in. What if it's exactly 50-50? And this guy would make it the majority. You can't count to take it the majority. Because his mistake is not independently, exclusively on Bezdin. He also took part in the mistake. He messed up with the meat. My time, amakra bishkaga, chiyu kulan bishkaga, achas. And here he has an extra shkaga. The Tosa Rush here discusses, what do you need this to teach me? You need the pasuk of Asher lo siyasena to teach me to exclude mumar? Don't we have a pasuk zevach rishoyim toeva? Right, so what do we need this pasuk to teach me that you don't accept a carbon from a mumar? We know elsewhere, zevach rishoyim toeva. V'yesh lomar demairi achar sha'asa tshuva. Last on the Tosa Rush. What if a mumar did not aver when he was a mumar, and then he does tshuva, and he wants to bring carbon chatas? So Tosa Rush says, we don't accept it. If somebody was a mumar at the time that he did the Aveira, So that's, he wasn't shav midiyasu at the time of the Aveira, so then he cannot bring a karpan. And this is not just the Tosa Rush, Tosfos in Chulin also says this, Chulin, hey, I'm a beis, Tosfos says, also, quotes our limud, Tema matzara krala ma'i, le'inu shav midiyasu, va'omid berisho, ha'avi zevach rishoim, fe'ichi tezak adaitin, lomar demevi. So you might have thought that right now he's not a mumer anymore. He's bringing a karban. No, no, no. If he was a mumer, a b'shas karban, so then we do not accept it. That's one answer. I saw in the Be'er Sheva, one of the Achronim, on Harios, quotes another answer. Another answer. Maybe you might have thought that even if he's still a mumer, what? It's chote niskar. You don't have to give him that's the karban. What do you mean? At least let him bring the carbon for this Avera. We don't want to accept other carbonos, but a carbon chatos for this, maybe we would accept. Chote Niskar, your pater, Kamash Malone, we don't accept it. So maybe that's why, another reason why we would have thought otherwise. Okay, Viter, we continue. Second to last line. Ben Jazu, Vasa Iman, Vachul, Lama Lilibisi Kolani. What do we have all these cases for? Right, we had whether Bezin did it with him, whether Bezin did it before him, whether Bezin didn't even do it. So Bishlam al Resha, in the first case of the Mishnah, where this Ptur, Lozu Avzuktani, it's leading up to a biggest Chiddush. Not only this, but even this. Even if Bezin, what's the last case? Even if Bezin didn't do it, he's still Pater. Right, you might have thought only if Bezin does it, and they have responsibility, and they bring a carbon, then they get a Pater. So, we understand that. Ela seifa de lechiyuva, but the second half of the Mishnah, ifchemi baile. It should be the opposite, because when he's alone, that's more reason lechayev. Right? So, there should be the opposite order. So, the Gemara says, zubein sarchlo mezuktani. But you're right, it's the opposite. Sometimes the Gemara says the biggest chiddush first, sometimes the Mishnah says the biggest chiddush last. Good. V'yada echan mehen, again, as we see in here in Harios, we're going to have to spend a lot of time just getting through the Gemara. Getting through the Gemara and the Pshat, and Be'ez Hashem, again, we'll add in as much as we can. Remember the second case of the Mishnah. If one of them knew that Be'ez made a mistake, or a Talmud that's in the other rows in front realized he made a mistake. So the Gemara, Tarti Lamali, what do we have to have both of these? One of the Sanhedrin, or one of the members of the Talmidim that was right to be in part of the Sanhedrin. Right, what do we need both of those for? So Amarava Itzrich. You need both of these to say that he is chayef. You might have thought, when do you say that it's his mistake and not Bez's mistake? If he's gomer, if he's learned, v'savir, and he could also know, Rashi says here, maven davar mitoch davar. Not only does he know Torah, but he can apply the Torah. And he could learn one thing from another thing. Which is, if somebody has the experience in being part of the Sanhedrin already, they could do that. Ava gomer velo savir, lo. But if somebody's learned, he's one of the Talmidim, but maybe he's not savir yet. He doesn't have that deduction ability. He doesn't have the experience yet, so then maybe I would have thought, that's not his mistake, that's Bez's mistake. So Kamash Balam, we say even he is someone who is going to be chayiv for his own mistake in that case. Amalei Abaya lahorah gamer visavir mashva. What are you talking about? The Mishnah says higia lahorah. Horah means gamer visavir. How could you say that the Talmud is talking about someone who's gamer velo savir? It says higia lahorah. Amalei haki kamina. No, says Rava, you misunderstood what I meant. Haki kamina, this is what I meant. If I only had the line of lahorah hava mina hanimi the gomer v'saver, I would have thought that only a gomer v'saver is included. Avol gomer v'lo saver lo, then I would have thought not gomer v'lo saver. Tana roy lahorah mi mishnah yisera afilu gomer v'lo saver saver v'lo gomer. No, I meant exactly the opposite. The fact that it says two lines in the Mishnah, it says one of the members of the Sanhedrin, which I know is a Gomer V'Savir, and then I see the line of Yigiel Ora, which is also a Gomer V'Savir, so says the Gemara from that extra Lashon, I know even including a Gomer V'Lo Savir. Rabbeinu Hananel says here, it's like a Ribui Achar Ribui. Two Lashonos to include Lamait, right? To include even a Gomer V'Lo below Savir is someone who's going to bring his own carbon. Roy la rav echluluka gon man. So, like who? Someone who was a Talmud like who? Amar rav echluluka Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoma. Like two of the greatest Tanoim. Ben Azai and Ben Zoma. Amar le abaya ki hai gavna mezidu. What? Like these Tanoim? They're mazed. They know for sure exactly what the halacha is. They know that they did it. Vafilo haki, they did it. So why would they be chayav a carbon chatos in that case? Right? They know it's wrong and they did it anyway. Right? They asked the Rashi. Amai chayav in carbon, but mazidin inu v'mezid lav bar carbonu. Right? So forget the fact that they're going to be pater or chayav of parlam davar shel tzibur. They shouldn't be chayav a chatos. Ula tamech says, he says back to Abaya, Hadetanya, 1 second, Basosa Achas, Yochida Ose Mipi Atzmo, Chayev, Baraz Bezdin Pater. Right, the Brisa says, if you act based on your own mistake, you're gonna be Chayev. Haraz Bezdin Pater. Ketzad, what's the case? Horu Bezdin Shechela Mutter. Vino de la Echad Mehem Sheto. O Talmud Yoshi Levnei Barelo Ra. Kigon, Shimon Ben Azai, Yocho Ye Pater, Tamalomer, Basosa Achas, Yochida Ose Mipi Atzmo, Chayev, Haraz Bezdin Pater. What do you see from that Brisa? The example given in the world of Chatos is Ben Azai and Ben Zoma. So, what? You're asking Akasha, but look in the Brisa. The Brisa gives him as an example in the world of Chatos. Ella, Hechemishkachasla, what's the, right, what, rather, the Brisa says, what's the case that you're Chayiv? Going to Yada to Aser, Vikatoi. Where you know that it's Aser and you made a mistake, B'mitzvah, Lishmol, L'Devich Chachamim. What's the Pshat of the Brisa? That even if you're an amazing Talmud Chacham, but you think this is what you have to do because the other rabbis say otherwise. So l'didinami, d'to, b'mitzvah, l'shmol, divrei chachamim. Even somebody as great as Ben Azai and Ben Zoma, even if that's not mazid, they're not doing this lahachis. They're not doing this l'te'avon or lahachis. They're doing this because they think there's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the rabbis, even if they might be mistaken. So this gets into the Maariv Chayes here discusses the Rashi and the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim. I feel a yamin shu is small, but small shu yamin. Rashi says, even if they're wrong, or even if it appears to you like they're wrong. The Rabban there says, I feel im nir elacha, a yamin shu is small, but small shu yamin. Okay, we don't have to read it now, but that is very crucial for this line. Ben Azai and Ben Zoma, they know, and yet, they're gonna bring a carbon chatas in this case. Zeaklau, hatola ba'atzmo chayev, the last line of the Mishnah. What is it including? If somebody's told on their own mistake, they're going to be chayef. La suye mai, la suye mevait bahora. Somebody who generally does not like to accept authority. Mevait bahora, like a korach. Right, so that person also is going to bring their own personal chatas. Because it's similar to a mumar, but a mumar is a mamash, a heretic. Mevait bahora is somebody less, but somebody who just doesn't give into authority. Tola bebezdin lasuye. What is tola bebezdin? In the case of tola bebezdin pater, what does that include? Lasuye hore bezdin, the yadu shato, the chazru bahen. If bezdin made a wrong psak, but then bezdin realized their mistake, but the guy didn't hear about the retraction. So he acted based on that, so even in that case, he's gonna be pater. So Gemara says, Habahedik Tani Lav, that's on Tamar's daf, that's in a Mishnah. What do we need this first Mishnah to hint to us that? Tani Vadim Afarish. Okay, it teaches us and then it expands upon it. Period. So here we go. Am Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. Now we're getting back to what we said at the beginning. Zu Div Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that even if the Bezin is not bringing a parallel Dovah Shal Sibur, the Yachid can be Pater. Ava Chachamim Omrim, Yachid Shasav Araz Bezin Chayev. The Chachamim, and we all like the Chachamim. If it's only a Yachid, then the Yachid is going to bring out Karban Chatas. Even if he did it based on Bezdin. Because the special patur of the Yachid is only when Bezdin brings a par, which is only when the majority of Bnei Yisrael follow. The Noda Behuda has an important shuva. I don't have time to read it. I have it here. In Yaradeya, Simin Sadivav. Why isn't this all called Ones and not Shogeg? If I listen to Bezdin, as a Yisod God, it should be Ones. It should be Pater from a Karban. Why is it Shogeg? So he gets into that discussion, again, in the context of Nida also, if a woman is Shalom B'Shaz Vesta, and they're together, is that called Ones, is that called Shogeg? So in that discussion, he has the discussion of this also. So, we have some Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. My Rabbi Yehuda, where's Rabbi Yehuda? Tanya in the following Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Nefesh Achas Tachat B'Shkaga Basosa. So he learns that as three Miutim. Hare Elu Gimel Miutim. Gilo three miyutim, Rashi quotes from Masechah Shabbos, what are all three miyutim? But one of them is, Hosam mi bi'ath b'chayev, oraz bezdin pater. One of them is that you're excluded from a karban chatas, even if bezdin is not bringing a par. Right, that's Rabbi Yehuda. My Rabbanan, the Rabbanan are from the following Brisa. Titania, the Brisa is very unclear what it means until we explain it. Adainani Omer, Miut Kahal, Shechatu Chayavin, if the minority of the Kahal sins, they're Chayavin. Shemevian Bezdin, Ain Bezin may be an al yidei par. Because if it's only a minority, Bezin doesn't bring a par. Rove kal shachatu yipaturin. Rove kal that sin. They should be pater shari Bezin may be an al yidei par. So if a miyut kal are sin, they bring a carbon. If the majority of the kal sins, they don't bring a carbon, because Bezen brings it. Tamalomer me'am ha'aretz afilu ruba v'afilu kula. No, me'am ha'aretz, the pasuk by carbon, chatas yachid, even the majority. So what's going on here? What's the case? Mamai, what's the case here that we say that you're still chayef? If we're talking about a case where somebody just makes a mistake, Bezen may have to tell you. With Bezen not involved, so what does Bezen have to do with it? What is the Brisa talking about? Shlobara is Bezdin, Bezdin mi maisi shlobara. If Bezen not involved, they obviously don't bring a carbon. So Ella behora. Maybe the case is a wrong psak, and Bezdin and Rov Siver acted upon it. So in that case, v'hiksiv me'am ha'aretz b'shigas maisa hu d'chsiv. But the am ha'aretz sounds like it's the people's fault in the pasuk, not Bezdin's fault. El olav hachi kamar. It rather must be this is what's meant in the brisa. Miut kal shechatu b'shigas maisa chayavin shein bezin mevi'en al yedeim par bahora. If the miut of the kal sinned by, so then they have to bring a karban because bezin does not bring a karban. Even meaning even if bezin would have given a psak, the bezin would not have brought a karban. Right? If it's only a miut of bezin, so they for sure have to bring a karban. Ha'hein chayavin. They themselves would be chayiv in this case. What if the majority of Bnei Yisrael made a mistake without Bezdin? You, Baturin, you might think they should be patur even in that case. Since if Bezdin had given this psak, the rest of the majority of Bnei Yisrael would be patur. So tamaloma me'aretz afilu rubo. What do you see from there? Only if the majority of Bezdin bring a sin and Bezdin brings a karban, do we say that the majority of Bezin is Pater? But if Bezin is not bringing a carbon, so then the majority of Bezin is not going to be Pater. Amar of Papa, again, we're in the middle, but I guess we'll have to stop here. Amar of Papa, and Bezhem, we will continue. Next time, Baruch Hashem, we had a Haskalah in Maseches Harios.